person who thinks all the time. Has nothing to think about except thought. So, he uses actual reality. And lives in a world of illusions. By thoughts I mean specifically, chatter in the skull. Perpetual and compulsive repetition of words. Of reckoning and calculating. That's to say, we confuse signs, words, numbers, symbols, and ideas with the real world. This is a disaster. For as a result of confusing the real world of nature with mere signs, we are destroying nature. We are so tied up in our minds that we've lost our senses. Time to wake up. What is reality? Obviously, no one can say, because it isn't words. It isn't material, that's just an idea. It isn't spiritual, that's also an idea, a symbol. Reality is this.
We'll be right back. be taken. Just for that which means in a way not seriously, you see. And insofar as it is important to us to be, we require these sorts of compasses and timers in the vast emptiness of the cosmos. But we must recognize that these things are, as it were, written across vast emptiness. The ground of being, as Tillich calls God, has nothing in it where you can stand. You can't catch hold of it. You can't describe it. But you can imagine all sorts of things in it. Indeed, perhaps the whole physical universe is such an imagination.